Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the VMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will and trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Well, we're glad you're with us. At least Kevin McCullough is. Hey, welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having us. Saturday night, of course, coming to you live from the greatest city on the face of the planet, New York City. And we're grateful whether you're watching us on Biz TV in places like Idaho or Dallas or Denver, New York City, Los Angeles, California, or whether you're listening to us on great radio stations from Orlando, Florida to Fairbanks, Alaska, San Diego, California to Boston, everywhere in between. We're grateful to have you with us every Saturday night. Couldn't wait to get to you this week, mostly because I've been off the air of this. Kevin McCullough talking. Steven's on a movie shoot in India. Last week he was on a movie shoot in Poland. Now he's in India. He's got a lot of international flavor coming up soon. That's all I know. But anyway, while the staff was getting the show ready, I was just sitting here musing over my little baby, Charlotte Celeste. She came to see us Monday, and she asked if she could stay for like 18 years. I said, okay. Who wouldn't? Look, if you're watching television and you see the eyes on the screen, who could turn those eyes down? So, yes, thank you for your prayers, for your support, for your encouragement, for all the likes on Facebook pages, because, I don't know, I write about, like, life and death things, like whether or not Iran should have the nuclear bomb. You know, I get, like, 14 people to like it. Put a picture up of those blue eyes. 4,789 likes! It's awesome. Anyway, it's been a good week, but I've been away from the microphone. I'm glad to be back tonight. We've got some interesting things to talk about. Not the least of which, did I mention, Nick, throw something else up there that from Baby Charlotte. This young one came to see us. See the bow? Like okay, so for those of you on radio, what you're seeing on TV right now is my beautiful daughter with her first bow on her head. It's a pink bow, of course, because her mom has been dying to put bows on the heads of our babies since we started having babies. But since we had only sons, I wouldn't let her do it. Now, I know, according to one of the stories we're going to talk about tonight, that doesn't make me very open-minded. But I just don't care. I don't want bows on my babies. Not on my boy babies. On my baby girl, that's fine. Anyway, she's at home tonight. She's trying to get on the schedule that her mommy wants her to be on. We came home a full day early. We were very happy about that. Everything's good with mommy and baby Charlotte. The only one who's not doing so well is me, because evidently I can't find bullets to go in my gun that I now need for the next 18 years. Obviously, I need a gun to take care of this little one, to just fend off all the people that would. Did I mention that she has blue eyes? Take a look at this again if you're on the television side of things. get ready to see that about 16,000 times over the next 2 years. No, she's just such a gift. In fact, her mom put her in that little rosebud outfit to come home from the hospital. My Irish musical friend, Keith Getty, we were texting back and forth. And I said to him, this is the closest I'll ever get to having an English rose. We're Scots in the McCullough household, but I'm gonna enjoy this for a while. So anyway, thank you again for those of you that have supported, encouraged, and all the rest of it. Baby Charlotte made it into this world safely, and we are grateful that she is here. We do have a lot to talk about tonight, not the least of which is the fact that the president wants to take your bullets away. I don't know if you know about this. But he instructed the ATF, the alcohol, tobacco, firearm group, three things that go great together. Firearms, alcohol, and tobacco. What could go wrong? But no, that's the very official government group that governs the regulations of such. And so he's told them, okay, we tried to get the AR-15 rifle banned, but the American people are a bunch of poo-poo heads, and we don't like the fact that they're poo-poo heads and don't listen to me. See, the only people that the president doesn't think is a poo-poo head is people that just does what he says blindly without ever asking any questions. Then you're not a poo-poo head. For example, this weekend, Bob Menendez, who's a Democrat from the state of New Jersey, who's voted with the president on most of the stuff that he's put forward, most of the stuff that the president's put forward. Bob Menendez has been right there marching in line with him on a couple of things. He said something different. Now he's official Obama poo-poo head. He disagreed with him on Iran, said you got to be more, you know, tough on Iran. And he's from Cuba, and he didn't like the way he just said, oh, we're going to set free all their people and not get anything in return. How does that work? And lift sanctions and all that. As a Cuban, I don't agree with that. No, now he's earned the wrath of President Poopoo Head, because now the president says, Bob Menendez, you're a poopoo head, even though you're one of mine. You didn't say yes to me enough. So it doesn't matter which party you're from. If you don't say, yes, the president is the greatest person that ever walked the planet, he's even better than Muhammad and Jesus. If you don't say that, then this president makes you his poo-poo head of the week. All that to say that he's focusing on things that I have no clue as to why he's going after him. For instance, out of the blue, he's suddenly talking about global warming again, right? A couple of weeks ago, yeah, well, you know, the globe's definitely hotter than it was, but well, go check your science. Go check your science, Mr. President. You don't know what you're talking about. We're not any warmer than we were. In fact, if you check it out, we're on a cooling cycle right now. So just be cool and chill with the whole, climate warming. No, I've got to talk about that. I'm guessing he has to talk about that because there are other things that he doesn't want to talk about, like the fact that ISIS is killing, 11-year-old boys in the street for no reason over in Iraq, Syria. They're now down in Libya. They beheaded a bunch of Egyptian Christians there in Libya. They're in other places. They're inspiring groups like Boko Haram and others that are doing what they're doing. And now Iran's taking over countries. I don't know if you knew about this. Yemen. They just took over Yemen. Not officially. They've got, surrogates in there kicking the other people out. But yes, this is so we've got this big deal. The Prime Minister of Israel comes, spills his guts to our Congress this week in what I thought was a dynamic, powerful case for why we shouldn't give an inch to these animals. But no, Benjamin Netanyahu, you guessed it, poo-poo head. An Obama poo-poo head. He's official Obama poo-poo head because he doesn't say, yes, sir, you're right about everything. 888-340-3373 is my phone number, 888-340-3373. So this week I was curious, why out of the blue does he take this tact, this direction? Out of the blue, for no apparent reason, suddenly he needs to take your bullets away. Now, the bullets that he wants to take are the ones that go in the AR-15. The AR-15 is a gun that, when I was on Fox this week, Marjorie Clifton of Clifton Consulting, she's a contributor for the left side of the whatever, and she goes on Fox, and from her left side of whatever, she says the things that she says. And she said, well, this was made by the Army, and it's not intended for anything except, killing. I'm loosely paraphrasing what the lovely Marjorie Clifton said. So this is the way that they are talking about the AR-15. Well, they tried to get this banned after Newton, Connecticut, Sandy Hook Elementary. They tried to get these rifles banned because they happened to find one in the car of the guy that did the shooting there. Actually, they're just looking for any excuse they can to just ban guns, and so that was what they tried to use. But something weird happened. Americans started buying them fast and furious, faster than you can imagine. More AR. There's like 5 million people that now own AR-15s, one of the most popular guns that is in private ownership now. So the president says to himself, well, we can't ban the gun. And we can't get the legislature to do it because they represent the people.
then maybe we just ban the bullets and go in the gun. So he's talking about that. And I'll play you some reaction that I gave on Fox News later in the show. By the way, it's Baldwin McCullough. Thank you for being with us. My phone number is 888-340-3373. Do you want the president to take your bullets from you? 888-340-3373, because he wants to take them from you. Then he says, and I'll play you video of this when we come back. Then he says, to a gathering in South Carolina of predominantly people that are of his political persuasion, he says to them that in some neighborhoods it is easier to purchase a gun than to buy a fresh vegetable or fruit. Now, friends, I don't know. I mean, I know that Michelle has gotten very health conscious at the White House, and I know that she has a very expensive taste. Look at where she demands they go for date night and stuff. It's always pricey stuff. Of course, we, the taxpayers, pay for it. He's not making it on his little law professor salary anymore, so there's nothing to worry about. But if you can't get a banana cheaper than a gun, you got problems, friends. Coming right back.
Attention, listeners. SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today. I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hey, glad you're with us live from New York, where we, yes, had another like 8 inches of snow this week. But we're done with that, thankfully. I hope you are as well. Kevin McCullough is my name. So glad that you're with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, but Stephen Baldwin has been on an extended film shoot, two films back-to-back. He'll be giving us the details of when they come out and all this other stuff later in the year. Happy to man the fort because you're the reason why we come here every week. Getting to hear from you, getting to talk to you about the things that have happened this week and why they're important and why we should be talking about them, that's what makes our week. So thanks for being a good sport and for letting us. Okay, so earlier in the week I was booked for Fox News. I'm gonna play you a little bit of that a little bit later because the president said to the ATF, through the Justice Department, ban these bullets. And he wants to ban bullets. He wants to say, you can't have these kinds of bullets for your gun. We'll get to that rationale in a second. But later in the week, he went and he talked to a bunch of people at South Carolina, in South Carolina, about the reason why he's now talking about guns and banning guns and gun control and all the rest of it. Take a listen to just a little bit of what he said.
Doesn't make sense to me, and I'll be honest with you. I thought after what happened at Sandy Hook that would make us think about it. The hardest day of my presidency. I've had some hard days, but nothing compares to being with the parents of 26-year-old kids, beautiful little kids. And some heroic teachers and administrators in that school, just 2-3 days after they had been just gunned down in their own classroom. And you would have thought at that point, that's got to be enough of a motivator for us to want to do something about this.
Okay, pause the tape right there. He's playing on this really tried storyline of Newtown, Connecticut, Sandy Hook Elementary. We all remember the shooting. A mentally disturbed young man steals a gun from his mom, kills her, goes to the school, has to go around to several different entrances at the school before he could get in. The security guard at the school doesn't have a gun. Nobody inside the school has a gun. And the electronic locks worked only to a certain degree. And then when he finally got in, he was able to take some lives. They actually were able to get a lot of kids to safety, and there was actually some success in terms of the protection that they were able to offer some children. But he's obviously playing on that storyline that we all remember, and he says that surely the lessons of standing with 20 families who lost 6-year-olds that day would teach us something. I agree. Friends, write it down, book it, figure out what day this is, and put it down in history. I agree with the president. After he stood there and looked those families in the eye held their hands and heard their stories about how their children died at the hands of this lunatic, you would think something should be done. 888-340-3373. So do you agree with President Obama that Sandy Hook should have been a massive rally cry to do something that would protect our children better? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Where he and I part ways is over what he says next. Continue the tape.
He said at the congressional level, so what we've done is we have tried as much as we can administratively to implement background checks and to make sure that we're working with those states and cities and jurisdictions that are interested and willing to partner with us to crack down on the legal use of firearms, particularly handguns. But I'll be honest with you. In the absence of more what I would consider heroic and courageous stances from our legislators, both at the state level and the federal level, it is hard to reduce the easy availability of guns.
Okay, stop the tape there, and he's got another money quote that we're going to put for you in just a second. But he said two things in that section that I wanted to draw your attention to. He said, in the aftermath of Sandy Hook, that the legislature, he tried to get something to be done in the legislature, and he just couldn't get it done. This was back when he still owned one of the houses, by the way. Actually, when Sandy Hook took place, if my memory is correct, he actually had control of both houses at the time. So, we tried, let me be clear, we tried, we couldn't do it. So, administratively, code language, I'm just going to start doing it through executive order, like telling the ATF to ban bullets. I'm just going to say, we're just going to do this on willy-nilly, my command, like a dictator or something now. We're not going to have the people vote on it. We're not going to have the people's representatives vote on it. We're going to decide. And he said, particularly, we're going to do it where we can, like on handguns. What was the scenario that he started the whole thing with? The Newtown, Connecticut. He's trying to ban bullets for what? An AR-15? It's a rifle? Nobody's talking about handguns here, Mr. President. The shooter, one of his guns was a shotgun at Newtown. Where all of a sudden the handgun thing come in? I'm curious, Mr. President. Why are you baiting and switching this all the time? This just seems insane to me. Unless the goal has nothing to do with Newtown at all. 888-340-3373. Do you believe the president needs to do something about guns in light of Sandy Hook, in light of Newtown, in light of all of his efforts to try to get the legislature to do it? Do you want him to just start implementing gun control via executive order? Because that's what he's starting to do. Now, he ends this little speech with truly one of the oddest analogies of any political public policy I have ever heard put to the test. Take a listen. He's talking about the availability of guns and how problematic that is, but take a listen to the comparison that he makes.
And as long as you can go on to in some neighborhoods and it is easier for you to buy a firearm than it is for you to buy a book, there are neighborhoods where it's easier for you to buy a handgun and clips than it is for you to buy a fresh vegetable. As long as that's the case, we're going to continue to see unnecessary violence.
Okay, that's enough. Unnecessary violence because the gun is easier to get than the 27-cent banana at the corner bodega. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Do you honestly think that guns are easier to get anywhere in this country than a fresh vegetable or buying a book? And do you think that's the problem with what we're dealing with by way of the gun violence in the country? I want to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Coming right back.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Live from New York, if you're watching on the Biz Television Network, that's the live shot of Times Square tonight. Beautiful night in New York City. Spring is just about to pounce upon us. We're going to get out from under all this snow and be happy that it's gone. Kevin McCullough for Baldwin McCullough Live tonight. Baldwin is on location filming a second major theatrical release back-to-back. Last week he was in Poland, last couple of weeks. This week and next week he'll be in India. And then he'll be working his way back to the States, and we're looking forward to his return. In fact, I talked with Mrs. Baldwin earlier tonight,
And I was just checking in on her just to see if she's okay. I said, hey, you need anything? She goes, you know, I really miss my guy. She said, I'm doing okay, but I really miss him. He's been gone a long time. I said, well, that's true. We all miss him. So he'll be back soon, and we're hoping that will just go by in the blink of an eye. In the meantime, I am a new dad, new papa. My baby girl got here safely, and she's just making people fall in love with her all over the internet, which means I need to pull out my AR-15 and stock up on this ammo that they're trying to ban. The president said this week in South Carolina.
It is hard to reduce the easy availability of guns. And as long as you can go on to in some neighborhoods and it is easier for you to buy a firearm than it is for you to buy a book, there are neighborhoods where it's easier for you to buy a handgun and clips than it is for you to buy a fresh vegetable. As long as that's the case, we're going to continue to see unnecessary violence.
All right. I think he's lying, not telling the truth, just making stuff up. I don't think he's ever researched it. I don't think he's ever found an actual neighborhood where it was harder to get a book or buy a vegetable than get a gun. Certainly not in a legal sense. I've bought guns. I've tried to buy guns. I've seen people. This is kind of insane. These statements, they just defy credulity all the way around. He's saying, and again, this is all emotion. This is all on the, why couldn't we do anything after Newtown? Oh, Sandy Hook. Oh, it was so bad. He's either trying to buy the most rare book that's ever been printed, or he's like needing customized DNA enhanced vegetables that only scientists can offer. How does he get away with saying this to a major room of people that they don't all just start booing and saying, "What's wrong with you? You're a dishonest gas bag. How can you say this stuff?" So, if he's saying that, these are hugely false claims, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. But this overly emotional hype about Newtown, he's misplaced on that too. Because what Newtown shows us, I don't think in any way, I don't think that the Newtown issue shows us in any way the failure of lawful ownership of guns. Look at what he's trying to do. Tells the ATF, ban these bullets. Why? So that lawful gun owners can't own bullets for their legally owned guns. And he holds up Newtown as the example as to why. Except the gun used wasn't lawfully owned by the person that used it. He was a maniac that stole a gun illegally, and I don't even think he ended up using the AR-15 in the actual shooting. They had Connecticut is a communist best dream. They have every gun control imaginable in Connecticut. It's hard to get a gun in Connecticut, and they had the electronic locks on the school. You know what it was? It was an abject failure of people not arming themselves. Because if the kid, the mentally damaged kid that did all this, had he thought for a second that security guard was going to shoot back, he never would have stepped foot on the property. Had he thought for a second there might be one or two teachers in there that had guns on them, he would have never stepped foot on the property. Had he been living in a state where it's open carry and anybody could take him down if he raised a gun in violence towards somebody else, he would have never made it to the front door. To me, the president saying that Newtown somehow justifies greater gun control tells me he doesn't know a blippin' thing about guns at all. In fact, I think he kind of knows about as much about guns as he does about throwing out first pitches. You know, in his mom jeans. You ever seen him throw out a first pitch? I think we've got one when he threw against the Nationals. If you're watching on TV, you can see this. This is hideous. Oh, yeah, there's the mom jeans. I may not always throw like a girl, but when I do, I wear mom jeans. Yeah. I think he's got about an equal amount of baseball and gun knowledge all wrapped up in.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
FleetKevin.com.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough and Kevin McCullough in for Stephen Baldwin and myself tonight. Glad you're with us from New York. Okay, so remember this. This was, if you're watching on Biz TV, this is the president throwing out the pitch at the Washington Nationals opening day. And, man, did that went nowhere near the plate. That was at least 4 or 5 feet outside the left-handed batter's box. By the time he got to the... what he knows about baseball is the equivalent of what he knows about guns. Take a listen.
There are neighborhoods where it's easier for you to buy a handgun and clits than it is for you to buy a fresh vegetable. As long as that's the case, we're going to continue to see...
All right, see, when he says stuff like that, and he says, well, as long as you do that, we're going to continue to see gun violence. By the way, anybody have any idea what the stats are on gun violence right now? Violence committed with guns of any sort? All-time record lows for the last several years. We're at the lowest period of gun violence in terms of percentage of guns and population and people that maybe the country has ever seen. Could that have anything to do with the fact that we have 300 million firearms that are legally owned by the citizens of the United States? I think it might. You have a couple of these cases like break through and you have these big, you know, oh my goodness, there was a mass shooting. But how often have you seen one of those headlines? Maybe once a year? Last couple of years? 888-340-3373. Okay, let's go to line one. Jack is in Clarksville, Indiana. Hi, Jack. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Glad to get through. First time I ever called one of these talk shows, I was over the road to truck driver, and I listen all the time to, you know, the Rush, Mike Levine, and that, y'all listen to tonight. We're talking about this gun control stuff and
right.
Getting rid of bullets. That idiot that we got up there in the White House right now, I'm with Mike Levine. I said it. He's an idiot. But the problem I never hear about is discussing the mental illness problem in this country and what to do about that. The people that have depression problems and, bipolar and all this stuff, the medication for this stuff is so expensive that it makes it very difficult. And the insurance companies, they only going to pay a certain percentage if you got insurance.
Right.
Now, the people that get help for it are usually the people that are getting free insurance and stuff like that. But then they just give them the cheapest type of medication that they can get, which does very little to help them. I have a stepdaughter who has a bipolar depression problem, and she can't get the medication because of the high cost of it. And the drug companies making a killing off of people with these mental problems. And the government works with these drug companies, get kicked back to them. Don't tell me that they don't, because I know that they do. That makes drugs so expensive and so hard to get, legal drugs we're talking about, to treat the mentally ill, and you never hear a politician talking about, we need to do something about mental illness.
You couldn't be more, Jack, you couldn't be more on the money. Thank you for the call. You could not be dead center on that anymore. Because what he doesn't mention about Newtown, what he doesn't mention about Sandy Hook, what he doesn't mention about many of the mass shootings that have taken place over the last decade, is that in almost every instance, there was someone that was on psychotropic drugs, someone that had been seeing a psychologist, someone that was not right mentally, and the fact that they happened to get a hold of a gun and used it for violent purposes. And what else they don't report is the amount of violence done with other instruments by people that are also psychologically unfit. And there's a ton of it. If you look at stabbings, if you look at people that have intentionally run people over with vehicles and other things, these are not things that normal folk do. And again, I want you to understand, friend, if you're listening or watching tonight, the president's solution to this doesn't fit the problem. He wants to say, we got to ban the bullets from the legal gun owners, from the lawful gun owners, from the people that aren't psychologically inept or injured in some way. He's not even addressing the fact that in the worst cases that you can think of that have come to the media's attention over the last 10 years, in nearly every case, mental illness has played some role in it. And even with those cases out there, we're at very, very all-time lows in terms of total gun violence with weapons of any sort. And we have higher gun ownership than we've had ever in the history of the country. We have about 3 million legal firearms under private ownership. We have about 300 million people in the country. Now, not every person owns one. But that tells you how many that are out there and largely how safe this country is with massive amounts of guns in the hands of private owners. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to line three. Bob is on Staten Island. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, how do you do? First and foremost, I'd like to wish you luck with your new baby girl.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that.
And anyway, what I wanted to bring out to a lot of people's attention is this idiot that they put in office. How he ever got in, I don't know. But I do know that he turned the great White House into the great outhouse. And he speaks to people who know nothing at all whatsoever about firearms. I'm 78 years old, had guns since I've been a kid. Served in the military, okay? He knows they don't even know what an assault weapon is, whatever. It's just another gimmick to get their foot in the door. And it's always been the left-wing Socialist Party who's been trying to disarm the American people. Because if people would wake up and read the Constitution, get a hold of the Communist Manifesto, and what do you think it says? Divide and conquer. That's what he's doing. I believe, I don't care about anybody else, I believe he's a conspirator to change the government of the United States, to take away our freedom. What American patriot would act and behave like him? First of all, he's guilty of perjury. He lied on the oath. He's not upholding the Constitution. He's circumvented. He's
Bob, those are a lot of other things that we could talk about tonight that I don't want to. I want to stay focused on the no, I there's a lot of people that thank you. There's a lot of people that agree with you, and I'm not here to debate those things tonight. He patently said to people that guns are as easy or easier to get than a fresh vegetable, than buying a book. Friends, there's no place in this country. You go try to buy a gun in any state of this country, you're not going to find a place where that's easy. Hold on, Gino. We don't have time for you this break. We'll get to you in the next. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Ball of McCullough Live. We're so glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373. But my question is simple. He wants to ban bullets. He is trying to say that guns are easy to get. What's the upside to any of this for him?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem
of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
There's a live shot of Columbus Circle looking good tonight on the Upper West Side. Well, close to the Upper West Side. It's kind of where the Upper West Side begins, I guess. Columbus Circle. That's kind of the southern end of the Upper West Side. Because you generally tend to think of the West Side and the East Side paralleling to the park, correct? So the southern, I'm asking my native New Yorkers in this. So if you're in the Columbus Circle, it's at the base of the west side of the park. If you're watching from Wyoming, you don't know this, so that's why I'm explaining. That's from the Upper West Side, even if it's the far southern tip of the Upper West Side. Okay, moving on. 888-340-3373. The president wants to ban bullets. He's telling the ATF this week to go do it. Talk more about that in a second. Gino wants to weigh in on it. Hi, Gino. Welcome.
First of all, congratulations. That baby girl is going to drive you into an early grave. And I should have been filling in for you tonight because you should be staying home with her.
You sound happy about that.
Ralphie from Red Bank, New Jersey could be filling in for Stevie B. Imagine what a great show that would be. Me and Ralphie taking over for you two Nancy
yeah.
boys.
The censors would be at full alert for you, and hardly anybody would understand what Ralphie was saying. And the two of you having cross-talked. Okay.
That's what you say now. Okay. I know how to control my words and my temper.
Okay.
So here's the deal. Let me get to the point, and I'll get my...
Okay, here's what I want to know, Gino. Can you do this without using the word mongoloid, mongrelization, Bolshevik, or dummycrat? Can you do the whole comment without saying any of those things?
Now you're going to put me to the test. Huh?
I am. It's an intellectual right. jaunt for
but
you.
If I do it, then you got to have me fill in for you one time.
I don't have to do. I don't have to do jack, Gino. This is my show.
Yeah, you're just throwing issues at me.
Go ahead.
Okay, let me get to the point. All right, here's the point. Without ammo, guns are useless. They are a paperweight. These communists are trying to take you, not just your guns away, but the entire Constitution away from you. And
that's
what do we have as far as the Republicans? We got a bunch of conspirators, co-conspirators, and traitors. They do not want us to be armed either, because they want absolute and total power. They want to control their little fiefdoms and their little duchies all across America. And without the conservative base, we're the only ones that are bitching and moaning about it, because we know that without a Constitution, we have a dictator who's getting away with murder. This man is supposed to be a term-limited individual. Don't be surprised in 2 years from now, when he's supposed to leave office, that the 24th Amendment gets wiped out. Because if there's no Constitution, then there's no term limit for him. We must protest. I've been saying this to everybody who will listen to me. Physically present protest. You guys did it a few years ago. I tried to get one organized last year, and you scoffed at me. We must protest, and we must do it physically. Physically present protest. Emails can be deleted. Letters can be shredded. Phone calls can be ignored. But they can't ignore 5 to 10 million of us that show up at Washington, D.C., on the mall, or if we go to Federal Plaza or any federal office building, and protest these mongrels. Both of them. Both sides are destroying America. And I'm telling you right now, Kevin, I'm telling you, your baby girl and your little boys are going to grow up in an America that no one could have imagined.
Yeah. God.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.